These two sets of stations are viewing the problem of time from inside physics. So I propose, for the sake of provocation, to address it from the opposite end of metaphysics, and then I'll state at the end in what sense these propositions are metaphysical, and I have simply systematized the conversation we were having at lunch. So I present five theses. The first thesis is that time is the contrast between what changes and what doesn't change. So Augustine was mistaken that it's not possible to say what time is. It is possible, and this is what it is. The second thesis is that everything changes sooner or later, including the regularities or laws of nature. So the accumulation of discovery in every domain of knowledge and experience, the physical, the biological, and the social, now increasingly suggests to us the truth of the second thesis. The third thesis is that when there is no closed horizon of possible states of affairs, what Stuart called the configuration states, time becomes a scene for the creation of radical novelty, as it does certainly in history, probably in biology, and possibly in non-biological nature. The fourth thesis is that our experience of time is informed thoroughly by a very particular phenomenology. The phenomenology is results from the combination of two aspects of our experience. The first aspect is that we are dying organisms, rushing toward death, and facing the slow ruination of the body. And the second aspect is that we have projects that we pursue against the ravages of time, individual and collective projects. And our whole human experience of time is shaped by the combination of those two features of our situation. They are further complicated by a characteristic rhythm in our experience of time. So we spend much of our experience in a dazed, narcoleptic state in which we're half awake and surrendered to routines. And then time goes quickly. And occasionally we're woken up and with eyes wide awake, do not repeat. And then time goes slowly and seems more real. The fifth thesis is that it is unwise for us in our understanding of time, in our approach of time, to attempt to deny or to escape this phenomenology that I've just described in the fourth thesis, in the hope of achieving the position of the stars and having a more objective view of the world from outside of our phenomenology. When we do that, instead of escaping the illusions of our embodied experience, we become captive to even narrower illusions and fall into the grip of a deathly Platonism, which is the conceptual view of a timeless world, which is itself just a product of a limited aspect of our embodied situation. So instead of trying to escape the phenomenology, we should attempt to understand it, to embrace it, to master it, to go beyond it, but not to suppress it. Now, these five theses are metaphysical in a particular sense. They're not metaphysical in the sense of metaphysics as a foundational superscience. And they're not metaphysical in the sense of metaphysics as an analytical thought piece. They're metaphysics in the sense of metaphysics as the manifestation of the reserved powers of the mind. Metaphysics is the loose cannon. Metaphysics is permanent revolution and total war in the realm of mind. And its purpose is then the liquefaction, step by step, of all the disciplinary divisions and the methodological canons.
Okay.